Good morning, and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings, Los Angeles. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, August 28th. You'll be interested to know. 162 years ago, today in 1845, the very first issue of Scientific American was published, marking the beginning of the oldest continuously published magazine in the United States, founded by the inventive Rufus M. Porter to share scientific discoveries and technological progress with the world. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Thursday at Venice Beach. This morning, it's looking clean with waves around 2 feet. The wind is offshore at 2 miles per hour. By midday, we're seeing waves bump up to 2 to 3 feet and conditions shifting to fair. Winds will change to sideshore at 2 miles per hour before turning onshore later in the afternoon. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with a 2-foot low tide, when the south-southwest swell is 1 foot at 15 seconds and the offshore wind is 2 miles per hour. The first low tide on Thursday will be 2 feet just before 6 a.m., followed by a 5-foot high tide at 12:45. The nearshore buoy at Santa Monica Pier reads 72 degrees for the water temperature. Starting Friday, expect 2 to 3 feet of clean surf in the morning, with light winds shifting to choppy conditions by afternoon. Saturday sees a steady increase, with waves reaching 2 to 4 feet and fair conditions throughout the day. Sunday brings the most size, with clean sets in the 4 to 5 foot range, making it the standout day for surfing. This morning, it's mostly cloudy, and it feels like 70 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 7:23, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:26. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog early, lifting by mid-morning, leading to partly sunny skies and a high around 75 with a light breeze. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with patchy fog after 11, a low of 66 and light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies through the weekend with highs near 78 degrees. Nights will be mostly clear with lows around 68. Patchy fog is possible both mornings and evenings. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, get ready for traffic, LA, as lane closures on the 405 will affect your weekends for the next year. About every other weekend, starting August 22nd, 3 lanes will be closed along the Sepulveda Pass between Van Nuys and Westwood. Northbound, only 3 lanes will be open from Santa Monica Boulevard to just north of Sunset Boulevard, with ramp closures at Sunset and Sepulveda Moraga. Southbound, 3 lanes will be available from eastbound Wilshire Boulevard to north of Sunset, affecting the Sunset Church Lane ramps as well. While Caltrans assures no construction will occur over Labor Day weekend, anticipate delays from 10 p.m. Fridays until 5 a.m. Mondays. Consider using alternative routes and public transportation during this period. Now on to sports. In the heart of South Louisiana, Archibald Arch Manning, son of Cooper and grandson of Archie, is making waves at the Manning Passing Academy. Now in its 29th year, the academy showcases the best college quarterbacks, including Arch, who is stepping into a counselor role after a year of preparation. as he gears up to lead the number one Texas Longhorns against number three Ohio State. The excitement and pressure are palpable. Arch's family legacy shines through, yet he seeks to carve out his own path, balancing fame with a desire for a normal college experience. Meanwhile, in NFL news, Micah Parsons has reportedly filed a grievance regarding his 2025 salary amid contentious negotiations with the Cowboys. Parsons believes he is owed approximately $3 million more than the $21.3 million he is currently due. He claims his salary should be $24 million, reflecting his position as a linebacker rather than a defensive end. Despite this dispute, Parsons has been seeking a new contract and even requested a trade as talks stalled. Cowboys owner Jerry Jones stated he offered a record-breaking deal, but it was rejected. The season opener against the Philadelphia Eagles is just over a week away. In local sports, last night in LA, the Dodgers beat the Reds 5-1. Otani pitched five strong innings for the win, while Conforto and Marte each hit home runs. The Dodgers had seven hits, left eight runners on base, and made no errors. The boys in blue improved to 77-57 on the season. Tomorrow night, the Dodgers clash with the D-backs in Los Angeles for Game 1 of a three-game series. Blake Snell is 3-2. With a 1.97 earned run average, faces the pitcher who has yet to be determined. First pitch at 7:10 at Dodger Stadium with clear skies and a warm 82 degrees expected for this home game. In top news, high cholesterol can be inherited, with experts estimating that 1 in 250 people have a genetic condition called familial hypercholesterolemia. Alarmingly, up to 70% may remain undiagnosed. This condition arises from a genetic mutation that leads to consistently high levels of low-density lipoprotein cholesterol throughout a person's life. Recognizing symptoms is vital, yet many discover their high cholesterol only through routine blood work. Individuals with a family history of heart issues should get tested, as early diagnosis is crucial. Lifestyle changes can help manage risk, and medications may be necessary for effective treatment. In business news, Microsoft has terminated two employees, Ricky Family and Anna Haddell, for their involvement in a sit-in protest at the office of Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. The protest occurred when seven individuals entered the executive building, demanding that Microsoft sever ties with the Israeli government. The situation escalated, leading to a temporary lockdown of the building and the arrest of several protesters. An unnamed Microsoft spokesperson cited serious breaches of company policies and our code of conduct as the reason for the dismissals. Smith later emphasized the company's commitment to human rights principles during an emergency press conference. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is unchanged at just under $112,000. Ethereum is down 0.5% to just over $4,500. And XRP is down 1% to $2.98. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. A central Japanese town, Toyoik, is proposing a two-hour daily limit on smartphone usage for its 69,000 residents igniting a heated debate on device addiction. The move, believed to be the first of its kind in Japan, is currently under consideration by local lawmakers. Mayor Masafumi Koki emphasized that the guideline is meant to encourage residents to manage their screen time better without enforcing penalties for non-compliance. Many residents expressed concerns, with approximately 80% opposing the proposal, while others supported it. The mayor acknowledged the importance of smartphones, but highlighted the negative impact on daily life. Entertainment news. The iconic song Iris by the Goo Goo Dolls has unexpectedly become the song of the summer, dominating the global charts on Spotify for the past 3 months. Originally released in 1998, Iris recently reached as high as number 15. Lead singer John Rzeznik notes, "This is the biggest our band has ever been," as the track gains new fans, partly due to its feature in the movie Deadpool and Wolverine. With its powerful chorus and relatable lyrics, Iris continues to resonate with both old and new audiences, proving its timeless appeal in today's musical landscape. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American poet and essayist, Ralph Waldo Emerson. And he said, "The only person you are destined to become is the person you decide to be." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings, Los Angeles.